Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Everybody, and a warm welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. The Galway Festival is well underway and it's the fifth day of action that we'll look ahead to today. A 7-race card for us to enjoy on Friday. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined as ever by Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to today's racing. I'm actually going to be in the studio myself, so get a chance to witness it live and probably have a few opinions along the way. But obviously for those that tuning into this podcast, and we've got the whole top to tail of it from start to finish, and you know, we should hopefully you know, be able to dig out some value for them along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we can point our listeners in the direction of some winners. Just before we come to Friday's racing, just have a quick look back on Thursday. What did you make of the racing on Thursday from Galway?
Yeah, it was all thick and fast really. It was in a period of time obviously when racing this side of the Irish Sea was taking centre stage, but yeah, there's some good performances. I was hugely impressed with Thomas Edison when he won the Galway Hurdle. I was just put off by the price really, to be honest. I mean, he'd run well in the race the year before, and he's won at the Curra the time before on the flat. Was a huge sort of nudge in the right direction. I think he can go on to better things. I think it was a good Galway Hurdle. It seemed to run at a fast pace and there was no excuses. I was also impressed by Alain Chinois when he won the Novices Chase. And for my betting purposes, at least I managed to salvage something from the wreckage with a couple of winners, although my nap of the week, Pirate Cove, didn't get the clearest of runs, and that rather threw a sort of like cold water on the whole day. I thought he was a bit unlucky, but all in all, not a bad day. Three winners on the card and some you know, good memories to take away from the action.
Yeah, good stuff. And hopefully we can go again with some more winners on Friday. We'll have a look at that now. The first race on the card from Friday is the 5.10 handicap hurdle, this one over 2 miles. And no four-year-olds won this race in the last 10 years, but we've got a four-year-old who leads the betting. Jorgilo Bay is the 3-1 favourite. What are his chances?
Yeah, he's quite a classy horse, old Gilgo Bay. He ran well at the Cheltenham Festival in the Fred Winter. He looked like winning that day. He had the first-time hood on and he looked to be dangerous turning for home when he went to the front, but he just got run out of it late on. And he warmed up quite nicely with his prize with win down in St. Patrick the other day in a small field when his odds suggested he'd win easily, and he did just that. He's got Johnny Burke on board as well, a jockey that many podcasters know that I've been waxing lyrical about in the last month or so. So he's got every chance of justifying good, hefty market support in his direction. If you're looking for a little bit of value elsewhere, maybe you want to have a look at a couple at a price. Starting with Ridara, who's likely to be around about a 7-1 chance, coming from a yard who's had two winners this week in the shape of Quick Jack and, of course, Thomas Edison. And I thought this horse ran a really nice race the other day down in Killarney, suggesting that connections are looking towards Galway once again. This horse was third last year in a flat race behind Eddie Army. And with Shane Shortall on board as well, riding on the crest of a wave, I do think Tony Martin's 8-year-old is likely to go close. And also keep an eye on Moon Dice as well. I thought he actually showed a little bit more life the other night at Galway on the first day of the meeting when he was 6 behind the aforementioned Quick Jack. He's just been a bit in and out for the last couple of years, having won the Galway Hurdle in 2011. He hasn't quite hit those heights, but he's dropped down to a mark of 128. And he could well be dangerous with that good run under his belt. So although Gilgo Bay's got obvious claims, I quite like the chances of Ridara at 13-2, and in particular Moon Dice, who's already been nibbled out in the market around about the 8-1 mark.
OK then, fair enough. Selections in the first one. We'll move on then. Next up is the 5.40, 7 furlong maiden this one. There's been a little bit of money this morning for the second favourite, Fit for the Job, clipped in from 2-1 to 7-4 for David Watchman and Fran Berry. And they teamed up for the winner of this race last year when Hidden Oasis led them home by 10 lengths. Are they well placed for another winner?
Yeah, that's the one I'll go with as well. I certainly think he's got the best form and he should be favourite here, and I think the market will react accordingly. He ran really well on debut behind a horse who's gone on to win a listed race, Tommy Stacks accepted. And although he got beat next time out when he was strongly fancied. He did get beat by a nice filly in the shape of Bobby Grace. Paul Deegan's filly, Bobby Grace, had run well the time before in a red-hot maiden down in the Curragh, won by Words. So I don't think there was any disgrace to get beat by that particular horse. And I thought this horse shaped quite well from a bad draw. Don't forget he was drawn 11 of 11, which is difficult to overcome at Navan, particularly when the horse is racing the far side rail. He's got a better draw than the favourite here today. Dermot Wells Charge, Blue Sea Isle at Rouge, ran well on her first race down in Bellystown. But like I say, drawn stall 12, that'll be difficult to overcome. So I think fit for the job, in the same colours that were carried to victory from the same connections last year in the shape of Hidden Oasis. Hopefully he'll repeat the dose.
OK then, fair enough. That's the pick in that one. Next up is the 6:15. This one, a 2 mile, 6 furlong handicap chase. Very open look to this race. 23 runners. Where do you start with this one?
Well, obviously, Aaron Hill Chief, who's chalked up as favourite, he won here yesterday, but he's unlikely to make the gig, apparently. So that leaves me with maybe a couple of options at slightly bigger odds. One of them is Usual Surfer, the top weight here, who comes from a stable that won with the closing bumper yesterday. So obviously connections are going to be buoyed by that horse winning. This horse missed the gig in the Galway Plate, having got balloted out. Just missed the gig by a couple, I think, this horse, which is a bit of a shame because he looked as though he got a bright chance for an outsider in that particular contest. He ran well at Fairy House 2 starts ago, and I just didn't think he handled the track right round in Killarney last time. I tipped him. But yeah, that track was a bit too sharp for him. I think over this more galloping track where he can sort of, you know, get into a better rhythm. I do think Usual Surfer, certainly the class act of the race here, is a decent price at 10-1. And another to keep an eye on at a bigger price is a 16-1 shot in the shape of You're Busy. James Nash's 11-year-old is getting a bit long in the fang now, but if you look at his last three runs around in Galway, he's won his last two starts here, and he's also finished third. So if he goes anywhere near the level of that form, then he's got to go well. He ran well over hurdles last time out in a red hot race won by Giant's Quest last time out down in Killarney. So he's got a really good profile for this race, and I certainly think he's overlooked here at this, you know, at his morning price around about 16-1. So despite the obvious claims of Aaron Hill Chief, I think he'll be a non-runner, and I'm going to go Usual Smurfer and You're Busy.
Okay, fair enough then. That's the pick for Andy, and that one goes with the top weight, Usual Smurfer. Next up on the podcast is the richest race of the day, the 6:50, a 1 mile, 4 furlong handicap. And Showcourt has been backed right the way in this morning from 7-1 to lead the market lead with Panama Hat, both those horses now at 4-1. Is this as close as the market suggests?
Well, I'm a big fan of Panama Hat, as most podcasters will know. Andrew Oliver's chart comes off on a crest of a wave, having won his last four starts. He's a bold, brave front runner. And who's to say that the handicap hasn't quite got hold of him yet, despite another £11 hike in the weight for winning quite easily last time out at Nace. If he gets to the front, which is his run style, he could be very difficult to beat around a track where dominating from the front can be achieved quite readily. I see there's money for Showcourt this morning, who was third in this race last year. Obviously, he's going to be dangerous from the Dermot Well camp. But I think both of them are priced up accordingly at around about the 4-1 mark. And I think there could be a little bit of value further down the list here in the shape of Ned's Indian and Cliff House. Now, both of these two horses have certainly been overlooked by the bookmakers this morning, particularly Ned's Indian, who ran a very good race of the day, a very fast-run race. It's won by a horse who's on a roll this summer called Chance to Dance. Now, back in fifth was a horse called Vestonia, who I tipped the other night to win the Topaz Mile. So I actually think Ned's Indian holds a clear form chance here. I just think the draw's a little bit off-putting. That's the only slight niggle I've got with Sabrina Hart's charge. Drawn right out on the wing in stall 14. Let's hope that Lee Rhodes can get this horse into a good early position, because if he does, I do think he's got a good chance of outrunning his odds. And the other one is Cliff House, as I mentioned, a horse that I've also tipped on the podcast a few times this season. Now, he was fourth to Chance Dance last time out at Cork. He might have found the ground a little bit too lively for him on that occasion. If they get any showers today at Galway, which are forecast, I certainly think he's got a good chance as well at a price. So it might just pay to look outside the box here and look beyond the obvious. Ned's Indian at 14-1, at Cliff House at 16-1. Two each way bets in the 6:50.
OK, fair enough. And the money's been pouring in this morning for Cliff House, as you say, 16-1 now, backed right in from 25s when the market opened. Next up is the 7:25. This is a 1 mile, 4 furlong maiden. And Masinga leads the betting here at 5-4 after a second at Roscommon. Are we looking at more success for Dermot Weld here?
Well, possibly, yeah. I think this is quite a choppy race that we have over for punters. It's certainly a toss of the coin between the three. All three shaped really well last time out and obviously come from stables that have a terrific record at Galway. Masinga ran really a nice race on her debut down in Roscommon beyond a horse with previous experience in the shape of Apache Trooper. I think she'll build on that effort. I also quite like the claims, however, of Awesome Star, and he'd probably just about get the caught by Sea of the Stars having his first run. And given that Awesome Star was a long way behind turning for home and ended up finishing third, and a close-up third at that, I think the extra mile and a half, or the extra 2 furlongs up to a mile and a half, will suit this horse better than some. And with Declan McDonough on board, drawn in stall one, I'm going to go with John Ox's three-year-old to, like I say, step up markedly on that first run and put a one next to that three.
OK then, fair enough. Next up is the 7.55, a handicap over 1 mile this one. And we've got two horses, second and third in the betting here, who raced each other on Monday. Expensive Taste led home Botanical Lady. They're both 6-1 in the market, and the favourite is Keyboard Melody, 7-2. How much do you take out of that race on Monday?
Well, I always like backing horses usually that have run well previously at the Galway Festival. A spin around the track is obviously going to be an advantage, so we certainly have to keep an eye on Expensive Taste and Botanical Lady, who finished first and second here, as you quite rightly said, the other night. The only problem is that both of them have been handed particularly modest draws. Botanical Lady, for instance, I think was unlucky that night behind Expensive Taste, has been given the coffin box draw in stall 15. So it won't be easy for those two horses to repeat the dose of the other night. Keyboard Melody is obviously coming for some hefty support this morning. A Dermot Well trained runner, very difficult to assess. Blinkers on first time out. And having run over distances around about the 6 furlong and 5 furlong mark, it's just impossible to put a number on this horse and what it's capable of. So it doesn't leave me with a lot, to be honest. And I suppose I'll probably go with Mezzogorno here, who's been chalked up at 12-1. I do think there's a smidgen of value in Mickey Halford's filly, who's certainly going the right way. She finally got off the mark at the 12th time of asking in Leopardstown last time out, when she's been a little bit more prominently than she had done in her previous races. And I think those forceful tactics certainly saw her in a better light. And hopefully tonight Conor Coban from stall 10 can get her out, get her involved in the action early. Because if she's somewhere around the front of the pace like she was at Leopardstown, her speed figures suggest that she's going to be there or thereabouts. So 12-1, Mezzogorno, I think he's probably the only value bet I can put up in the 7.55.
All right then, fair enough. We'll move on to the final race on the card, the 8.25, 1 mile, 6 furlong. This one, and we've got an odds-on favourite in Forgotten Rules, who leads the market at 4-6 after romping home at Punchestown last time out by 13 lengths. Festive Cheer is 3-1, Shoe Lewis 4-1, and it's 14-1 or bigger the remainder. Can you look past Forgotten Rules here?
It's hard to really, Sam. This horse was so impressive at the Punchestown Festival. The world's this horse's oyster, really, to be honest. And Dermot Weld could have easily, waited for other opportunities, but he decided to just come here to take this condition race on board. And that might well be a wise choice. He was obviously well back to Punchestown, and he literally made mincemeat of his opposition. He won by 13 lengths, but he could have doubled or trebled that margin. He literally sauntered to the front with a huge change of gear round in the hard turn, and he was quickly 10 lengths clear within a few bounds. So he's obviously got a huge turn of foot, a massive engine, and a huge dollop of class. Festive Cheer and Shoe Lewis look the only two horses that are capable of giving him a race. I do think Shoe Lewis is probably one for the forecast, or one without the favourite if you were going down that route. She's been running consistently well this season, and that second obviously behind Miss United at Leopardstown 2 starts ago has been advertised by Mickey Winters' charge at the Goodwood Festival this week. So I think she might be the value bet at around about 4-1, but it is hard to look beyond Forgotten Rules. For those who like ploughing into 4-6, 8-11 chances, I certainly won't stand in your way.
Okay, fair enough then. There we go, the thoughts of Andy Holding on today's Irish Racing Podcast. If you could just spin us through one more time, please, Andy, your selections for the racing on Friday.
Sure, a couple of bets in the first race. I'll be definitely having a few quid on Moon Dice, and also I'll be playing Tony Martin's Radeira. I think fit for the job, certainly should live up to his name in the 5.40. I'll go with Usual Smurf in the 6.15, but also a little small saver on You're Busy, could also reap rewards in the 6.50. I'm quite keen on a couple of tall prices. Ned's Indian, despite the draw, is worth a bet at 14-1. Cliff House also worth an interest at 16-1. In the 7.25, difficult race to assess, but hopefully Awesome Star. coming out on top there. I'll go with Mezzogiorno in the 7.55, and in the final race, look no further than Dermot Wells Forgotten Rolls, who could be literally anything in that particular conditions race.
Okay, thanks very much. And remember, Andy is in the studio today in the company of Mick Norton and Ollie Pimlott from 1.35 to go through all the racing. Not just Galway, we'll also have action from Goodwood, Newmarket, Bath, Musselburgh, Bangor and Thirsk as well. Thank you for joining me this morning on the podcast, Andy, and we look forward to hearing you later.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.